Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of a joke. Get me out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, we're rocking the health world. Welcome, everybody. Robert Scott Bell Show happening live from where? Super Don, tell me, where am I?
Tell me, how is Mozambique this time of year?
Mozambique. No, I don't think I made it to Mozambique.
Oh, I'm wrong. Well, it's probably the only place you haven't been. No, just kidding. You're in Las Vegas again.
Las Vegas, Ambique. There we are. Hey, it's the A4M, the Any Aging Conference, and it's a huge one. As you can hear the din in the background here, with my friends from Natural Immunogenics, they make the Argentin 23 for the health professionals. That's the silver hydrosol I utilize. And my good buddy Paul Bertero from robertswater.com. And the Echo 7 is here talking molecular hydrogen. And who knows what other surprise guests we'll have on today. You'll just have to check the notes. I'm not going to tell you. But, hey, first and foremost, Super Don, while I was flying out to Vegas yesterday, you and TMB, Super D and TMB, hosted the show. Any major gaffes I should know about we should apologize for, or did everything go well?
No. In fact, when you get a chance to listen to it, Ty, for just some unexplained reason, decided to figure out a way to reference coffee enemas throughout the entire show.
Not in reference to me, of course, right?
No, of course not. No, it was the guy who's the butt of those jokes, every time that they're brought up. So yeah, we had a good time.
So he owes an apology to me. I don't know. We're going to have to find out about that. Thanks, guys, for hosting. I appreciate that. And I understand you had Dr. Irvin Sani on. He's a trained physician. And, of course, he's also a surgeon, interestingly enough. So. Yep. But, all right, well, you guys did a great job. Thank you. We're going to try and, again, rifle through a Las Vegas event here. And I don't, again, it's going to be a surprise to me, a lot of the guests. I'll try to figure out who's going to be coming before we get there. But in the meantime, there is an interesting story out of CNN is covering this. Somebody had a sore throat on Thanksgiving. And this is the danger of just kind of like, hey, kiddo, hey, my friend, hey, mom, dad, uncle, aunt, do you have an antibiotic I can borrow, right?
Yeah. Not all antibiotics are the same.
No, good Lord, no. 19-year-old Yasmin Castaneda is fighting for her life inside a California hospital's burn unit, suffering from an allergic reaction that is so severe she has large open wounds all over her body. I mean, this is a brutal story, Don. I hear about it. And this is related to antibiotics, but it's also related to skin and burn. They diagnosed this woman with Stevens-Johnson syndrome, and it can be triggered by antibiotics or other medications. So right. She thought, hey, I'll just grab an antibiotic. I got a sore. No, don't do that. You know, it was like the email we had from a listener who was saying, I'm doing lots of things, and but I'm also taking baby aspirins. Like, no, unless you really need an allopathic medicine intervention, you risk your life with every time you do it unnecessarily. And even, unfortunately, necessarily, sometimes these things are going to be happening. That's why we're here at A4M with a lot of physicians that are now going non-drug, thank the Lord. But Castaneda is the mother of a four-month-old, and she's in critical condition at the UC Irvine Burn Center. Now, it's interesting because, it wasn't like she was put in a fire. It wasn't like she had, you know, had any kind of heat actually given to her. But the manifestation of Stevens Johnson is just like, in this case, a burn from the inside, literally burning the flesh off of your body. But it's a chemical reaction, like a chemical burn.
Right.
So they're probably using a silver-based drug called Silvadine on her just to keep her alive. And they say her prognosis at this point is good, which is good news. But, you know, literally, you take an antibiotic drug and you start burning from the inside, and this is what the FDA allows to happen? Just take a deep breath here.
What can you say? I mean, this is absolutely horrible. It's not a terribly common thing, but it does happen, and I believe the mortality rate on this can be as high as 25% in adults.
Yeah, she said, or they say it's a toxic epidermal necrolysis, which means, you know, necrotic tissue is dead tissue. And they said that 65% of her skin and mucous membranes has been affected. I can't even imagine. It's just so horrific. Now, in these cases, what I would be doing, of course, is the bioactive silver hydrosol. I would, you know, the physicians would use the Argentin 23, and then they could spray down the skin. They can use the silver gel to cover it up, because the Silvadine, which is the industry standard in modern medicine, is a silver sulfur based paste, and it's very compromised relative to the bioactivity, bioavailability, biofunctionality of the hydrosol form of silver along with homeopathic medicine. So this is an interesting case where we get to talk about something that's very relevant here. First and foremost, don't just take an antibiotic drug because someone else did and they survived. You don't know how you're going to react to it. The next thing is, if you have a sore throat, it doesn't mean you have an antibiotic deficiency disease. You at Thanksgiving, there are any number of reasons that you had a sore throat, but the sore throat is indicative of inflamed lymphoid tissue, lymph tissue, part of the immune system, the immune cells. And by taking an antibiotic, you suppress the immune system. You don't actually help it to do its job necessarily. And in this case, Stevens-Johnson syndrome can be deadly, absolutely deadly. So a little extra detox would be in order, of course. Silver locally, silver systemically. The homeopathic remedies for burns include Apis mellifica and Cantharis. Cantharis is another great burn remedy, which would be good. And, of course, in the recovery, I would say the wound care. King Bio has a homeopathic medicine called Wound Care, and, of course, they have different forms of first aid for mind and body, because it's not just the physical body that is going through trauma at that point. It is also the emotions. I mean, that's just, God, my heart goes out to her and her family, what has happened here. But this is the danger of modern medicine, no doubt. With that, let me see. We got a question of the day, because I don't know how much time I'll have during this live remote broadcast, Super Don, to answer questions of the day.
Right.
But this one's coming in from Lloyd. This is kind of too funny, because Lloyd says he's from London. So do we make a joke about Lloyds of London?
I wouldn't have, but sure, go ahead.
It just occurred to me, Lloyd from London. If he's with Lloyds of London, he can afford any medicine that he wants or any remedy that he wants.
Maybe he's the owner.
Wow, that would be kind of cool. Well, we're glad you're listening, Lloyd in London. Lloyd says, I have a problem with constant itching all over my body. I suffer with hay fever, allergy to cat, dogs, and some house dust, and I am borderline lactose intolerant. I try to eat as healthy as I can, but this is very difficult with a very small budget. Oh, he's definitely not Lloyd's of London if he's got a small budget.
Yeah.
Okay, that clears that up. He says, I'm a diabetic, and I'm starting to suffer with impaired liver and kidney function. Any cheap and cheerful ideas on to get rid of this itching would be helpful. Okay, so we go straight to the simplest and cheapest for Lloyd's of London?
Yes.
I'll take that as a yes, Super Don.
Yes, yeah.
The obscure homeopathic remedy is Mezerium. M as in Mary, E-Z, or Z as they say in Europe, M-E-Z-E-R-E-U-M as in Mary. That is the homeopathic medicine that most closely addresses uncontrollable, out-of-control itching. And that is not the only thing I would do, Lloyd, but if you've got to address it without having to address it with steroids and different things that are very dangerous in terms of liver function and other immune function, that's your best bet coming out of the gate, Mizerium. And you should be able to get that at the local pharmacy. Maybe Boots carries it in London. I don't know, but maybe there are smaller health food shops or natural pharmacies that carry homeopathic remedies that would be relevant. So Mizerium would be great. Now, he mentioned allergies. That was me, poster boy for every allergy known to man. I suffered with hay fever. I had allergies to cats, dogs, house dust. I was borderline lactose intolerant. Sounds like Lloyd is talking about my upbringing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what would I do? Yeah, knowing what I know now, of course, you want to eat clean. That's what he says he's trying to do. You want to help the liver to do its job. Take a little extra selenium. Take some liver detox like Bryonia alba. That's the most important liver remedy to start with. Then you have Nux Vomica and Chelidonium. Chelidonium. And again, these are all in liver detox formulas that you can get that are already pre-made if you don't want to work with the single remedies. That's your starting point. Now, the liver is connected to all of the digestive system. What I didn't have as an advantage that you have now, Lloyd, is the ability to use the silver and the aloe together to heal the gut. Because much of your problems, even the uncontrollable itching, it's related directly to the liver congestion and the digestive insufficiency, that is excretory and assimilation. You could have a dysbiosis, you could have yeast growth as well, but the leaky gut is key here for your allergies, hay fever, allergies to cats, dogs. Now, you can reduce the severity of these allergies by taking homeopathic remedies directed at cat, dog allergies, hay fever allergies. That's fine, but I'm really interested in helping you get over your allergies altogether. And that means healing the gut, and that means the silver aloe protocol. And that's as simple as it gets. How do you do it? A tablespoon or two of the bioactive silver hydrosol mixed with a tablespoon or two or more of aloe vera juice. I know that not a lot of aloe grows in London, but if you can get aloe, that would be helpful. And take it down three times a day directly on an empty stomach and do some form of probiotic replenishment at night before going to bed. This may be as little as 2 weeks, but if you're as severe as I think you are, you might have to go 4, 6, or 8 weeks in that case. Let me see. We're here live at the event here. I've got all kinds of folks are at me here. We're going to get from Paul Baratiero as well soon. Sorry about that distraction.
You are just too popular, sir.
I know. I'm just trying to stay focused to help him, and we're almost up on our first break, so we'll be there in a moment. The reality is for Lloyd and for anybody else listening that has uncontrollable itching, it's a manifestation of the liver congestion. The body is not able to detox as efficiently as it needs to, and in this case, what is it going to do? It's going to throw it out through the skin. I think that would be the thing to understand. So when you get the liver working, the skin will react less. But of course, you've been dealing this with for many years, so it's not going to happen overnight, although the Mizerium may be able to take it down very rapidly. So how's that for an opening of the Robert Scott Bell Show? Real practical tools for our listeners.
There you go. A little remedy for the skin on the inside and the outside.
Yeah, we're going to take a break. We're going to hear from my buddy Paul Baratiero. We're going to talk more molecular hydrogen coming from your water. The water I want you to have is at robertswater.com. And, of course, all the links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Stick around. Lots more healing to go from A4M in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're back at it live from where? A4M Las Vegas. I can barely keep up with what all is going on here. My good friend Paul Barrichiaro is here. And what is he doing here? He's got some molecular hydrogen he wants to release.
I know. I got some in my pocket.
To help out the folks here. And I'm glad we're here together. I just was answering a listener question with Superdon last segment. It was about someone who took an antibiotic for a sore throat, but they borrowed it from a friend.
Oh, nice.
Right? Yeah. And ended up being a worst-case scenario.
Oh, yeah.
Stevens-Johnson syndrome. Literally, the flesh started burning off. I mean, that's
wow.
The worst of the worst of
wow.
These things, right? And so it's a burn. I'm thinking, water.
Yeah.
You know, put the fire out. But also, then there was another question of the day coming through from Lloyd from London. Lloyd,
really?
Almost like Lloyd's of London. Lloyd
but
from
just
London.
Lloyd.
Lloyd, yeah.
I see.
And he was dealing with allergies and things and skin things. And I was thinking topically, you know, I told him some homeopathic things, but when you split the stream in the... This is not the Ghostbuster thing. This is called Echo 7.
That's right.
Don't cross the streams, right?
No, that's right.
Don't cross the streams. But the streams split, and we've talked about the pH issue, and the only real benefit to high pH drinking the water is that it passes the stomach even quicker.
Yeah.
Really, that's
yeah,
it. But
yeah.
It doesn't change the pH of the body.
No.
But there's the acid stream that contains hyperchlorous acid. Is that how you say it?
Hypochlorous.
Hypochlorous acid. Okay.
Yeah.
topically, why is that good for the skin topically?
It kills bacteria. Effectively, hypochlorous acid is four times more killing power than chlorine, and effectively, but it's non-toxic. So what's nice is you can put it on the skin, you can gargle with it, you can utilize it wherever you want and not be concerned about toxicity. Mm-hmm. It's not like bleach, which has a very toxic aspect to it, but it has four times the killing power. People are familiar with hypochlorous acid because anyone that has a salt-based pool system that's generating hypochlorous acid. It's converting salt into hypochlorous acid. We convert chlorine in the water into a chloride when it passes through our filter, and then once it goes into electrolysis, that chloride is turned into hypochlorous acid. So that's how we do it.
Nice. Well, that's the one thing, because I've had salt pools in the past, and I've always known that they convert the salt, the sodium chloride, into a form of chlorine, but it was different. It was less harsh.
Absolutely.
That I could swim in, and, you know, you wouldn't have the problem with the chemical chlorinator.
Yes,
you know.
Yes. Yep, exactly. And it's better at killing bacteria and things like that. So it's four times more killing power than chlorine.
Right. So you have this use. For those of you who already have the Echo 7 from Paul, when you go to robertswater.com, you can download the ebook, and we're teaching people about that here as well. The idea here, though, is the molecular hydrogen. And people are really, when you talk to them about it, you see their eyes light up.
Oh, yeah.
Because they also were suspicious about all the claims about high pH water being the miracle, right?
Yeah, and that's because intuitively it doesn't make any sense. But anyway, we'll have more and more coming out about these kind of things. But in fact, you know, if people drink higher than a 10 pH for any length of time, there can be potassium issues in the blood. So effectively, you know, it really is not of benefit to drink a real high pH water anyways. So we don't have ours, the way we guide people to drink it, they don't ever get over 9.5.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important that we do that to keep integrity of the body.
Mm-hmm.
But it is the hydrogen, the molecular hydrogen, which targets the hydroxyl radical.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all it combines with. What's amazing is it's strategic. The hydroxyl radical, the OH, is the most toxic in the body. It's in the cells of the body.
Yes.
And when the hydrogen targets it, it immediately converts it to a water molecule. You know, it's simple. People can understand it.
Right, right.
So
It is simple. And the other thing about, I guess, the selling on the pH issue, there's another thing that's been a misunderstood concept, perhaps a wrongheaded notion. Maybe people are trying to explain things they don't know what to do, and they would say structuring, microclustering, these concepts that may have some semblance of, oh, I can sort of understand that, but it isn't actually describing the biochemical, the energetics in reality.
No, yeah. When we talk about, I mean, water does have a structure, you know, when it has minerals, you know, everything has structure. But what most people talk about when they say structuring water is a difference, a hexagonal or some magic water structure that has changed. And the truth is H2O is H2O. You're not going to change that.
Hold that thought, Paul. Can you stick around? I know we're here in Las Vegas. We've got a break coming up, and we'll get back into it. I want to talk more about the microclustering, structuring, misunderstanding, and let's get to what it really is, what's really happening.
Yeah.
It is worth the discussion. I love talking science. The eggheads are back. Paul Barrichello and RSB here at A4M Las Vegas. Stick around. We'll be back with more water after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrichello, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money-back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, show notes are up, links up. RobertScatbell.com, live from A4M in Las Vegas. A little bit more. I go a lot bit more. I mean, Paul and I could chat the whole time. I don't mind, but we may have some surprise docs on dropping by. So, Paul, robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. You'll see some of the things we're talking about, particularly the release of molecular hydrogen. But right now, talking a little bit egghead science, the misunderstandings, misconceptions, and I don't mean that everybody out there talking about it is evil and mean.
Right.
I mean, I really believe people are trying to describe something that they're not, they don't know what it is. And so these descriptions of water, you talk about hexagonal structures, microclustering, these concepts are trying to communicate something that is really happening with water.
Right, and I mean, here's the bottom line. There, most of them, not all of them, but most of them are good-meaning people. Some people just don't care that they're sharing inappropriate information because, hey, they want to sell something, right?
Sure, sure.
But, you know, truth is, if we told someone you need to put a banana between your knees when you drink the water so that the hydrogen could get into your cells properly,
right,
and it worked, they'd probably believe it, and then they would start passing it on to others.
You mean I'm not supposed to have the banana?
No, I was just screwing that up. Oh, my goodness, Robert. Oh. I never came back and told... Oh.
You're supposed to clear that up for me.
Oh, my gosh.
No, but it's true. It's funny because... And I believe we have a responsibility to communicate to the best of our ability what we know to be validated and accurate. Yeah. And the one thing I've always respected and I always appreciate about you is that when I would ask you questions about something that you didn't know, you would say, I don't know.
Yeah.
Or, we just don't know. There's no science. You know, you wouldn't try to make something up.
Right.
And that's years ago when we first connected. And I said that to my listening audience. That's why Paul is a good friend of mine. That's why we do what we do together.
I will promise you I'm not perfect. You know, and I'll be the first to admit that. Maybe my wife will be second. I don't know, but
no, she would defend you. She is perfect. My husband is perfect.
Oh, she probably would. She's a sweetie. But you know, I do the best I can. That's for sure. And I never want to mislead anyone. And and the reality is, the microclustering, all these kind of things, it's just false science. That there's nothing there. And years ago in the 80s, they really thought that.
Yeah.
There was microclustering. And here's the deal. They did nuclear magnetic resonance to prove it. And
so they were doing the imaging with nuclear magnetic resonance. Okay.
Yeah. And they thought, based on the frequencies, you know, 50, 60 hertz versus 105 hertz to 130 hertz that was happening in typical water, they thought they were measuring the particle size.
Okay.
But in fact, it was the pH. Mm-hmm. That's what was actually coming back in NMR. But they thought it was structure size. And it wasn't until a few years later that they realized, oops, that's not the case. And so the information was misshared. And once, you know, a few people misshare it, then they continue and it just gets out there. And then everyone talks about it.
Well, Paul, I've been dealing with water and homeopathic medicine for 24, 25 years now. And, of course, we have a great deal of difficulty in communicating what exactly is happening in a physical property sense. Because that's the whole argument against homeopathy from molecular reductionists. It's like, what are you doing? You're releasing something into the water and you continue to dilute it beyond the number of Avogadro. What's happening?
Right.
Yet we know there's an effect, and it is measurable. It has been shown, proven to be so.
Right.
But it's not so much the structure, but the energy. And
And
I think that's where we need to discuss.
Absolutely. The energy now is completely different. I mean, you can hold a glass in your water and be happy or angry or whatever, and it will definitely change the properties of that water. And to that point, we are mostly water. So when you're angry or happy or whatever, you're changing you as well. And I think it does come down to energy. It comes down to frequencies and different things of that nature that will definitely change water in respect to the way it feels, the way it functions. And
what it's,
you know,
communicating.
Yeah. Mizuri Emoto, he spent his whole career talking about crystals and being able to form those things based on words and power of words and different things.
But there's the visual on structure, isn't it? I mean, these pictures of crystalline is structure.
In a frozen perspective.
Right, right.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, so you can see how people can communicate this in a fluid water thing, thinking, okay, it has a different structure in that fluid state, but it can form that in a frozen state.
Right.
But
I mean, you can make rock candy too, right? But that doesn't mean the water with the... with the sugar in it was a different structure. You know, we're making quadra helix water or some
I know this is... I love discussing this because I see where the limitations to some degree of language, but also of scientific validation lead you to say, all right, we're concluding this, but let's be honest, we don't know. Right.
Right. And I mean, I like Emoto's work, whether it was 100% or not, I don't know. You don't know. And he's passed away now, bless his heart. But there are many people that argue with what he did and said that he was never able to duplicate his work twice. So is it science is it not, you know, many people would argue if you can't duplicate it over and over, it's not science. So I don't know. But what I am emphatically saying is that we are not changing H2O. We are not changing the structure. And this is the way I say to people that they really understand. If you really go down the path of micro clustering, to the lay individual, micro sounds so small.
Sure.
And so they think, wow, it's small. But
right.
If you look at how big a cell is versus what they're saying about the size of a water molecule or how many... Well, what microclustering says is that in nature, 11 to 13 molecules form a water cluster.
Mm-hmm.
And then they say that when you go through an ionizer, you go through something to microcluster it, it's going down to 5 to 6 molecules per cluster.
Right.
Well, that's not... I mean, that's huge.
Right.
You're never going to get that into a cell. And the wonderful men that got a Nobel Prize just in, 2000 for talking about aquaporin and the whole thought process?
That's where I wanted to go, because I was thinking that didn't they reveal that you're talking about channels that would open and close
right.
in the cells that are not allowing clusters in it ever?
No, it's one at a time.
Yeah.
It's one, two molecules at a time.
Right.
Yeah. So, bottom line, hydrogen is the smallest and therefore number one on the periodic table. It can get inside of a water cell or a cell of the body. Hydrogen itself, not even a whole water cell, right? Hydrogen's going in.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're talking about, is H2.
Right.
So diatomic hydrogen is going into the cells. That is small enough to get in and out of the cells, and it will immediately react with the hydroxyl radical, as we said, and form a water molecule.
Well, we haven't said it today on the air, but you and I have been talking about it. Because we're chatting about this all the time now, because as I begin to understand more and more, it's so fascinating what is being validated about this.
Okay,
so we talk now about the releasing of molecular hydrogen in water, what
right.
the Echo 7 is doing
right.
better than anything.
Right.
That channel, hydrogen, number one on the periodic table,
yeah.
able to transit in places nothing else can transit with ease. And then you mentioned the hydroxyl radical. I've talked about the production of reactive oxygen species, ROS,
mm-hmm.
by our own immune
mm-hmm.
cells.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are different forms of ROS, some more dangerous than others, some not dangerous really at all because it's our own immune system using that.
Right.
But the molecular hydrogen is binding, and tell me how this is validated, with the most wicked forms of ROS that we don't want floating around our body.
Right.
Neutralizing them.
Right. Well, it immediately... Well, you look at H2O. So H and O want to combine anyways. So when we put H2 into the cells and you have OH there,
mm-hmm.
it's OH that will combine with the H2 and basically create two water molecules. That's effectively the net gain, is two water molecules. So that's what's happening, and it's an amazing... It's the way nature works,
right.
effectively. If we can get hydrogen in, which, you know, hydrogen is in fresh, cold-pressed juices. It's in vegetables. It's in a number of things naturally.
Mm-hmm.
It's not in tap water. It's not in reverse osmosis. It's not in distilled water. It is in high-altitude mountain streams and glacier water and things like this.
Mm-hmm.
But we're producing it through electrolysis, and that's how we get the hydrogen in. And we have a proprietary nature in the reason we're doing so much hydrogen, not 0.1 to 0.2 milligrams per liter. You know, we're doing 0.8 to 1.5, or 1.6 actually. But the reality is that is powerful, that not only is it targeting the OH or the HO,
right,
hydroxyl radical, but once it combines, now you're stopping oxidative damage. Glutathione reaction can happen naturally in the body.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and see, glutathione is not something you want too much of because it can cause some issues in the body. But this is happening effectively
mm-hmm.
in the body with nature, and that's the way it happens.
Right, right. Well, if we're dealing with stopping oxidative damage, which it's everybody, it's been the holy grail of anti-aging since we're at A4M, the Anti-Aging Medical Conference, we're talking about the neutralization of the free radical damage, the chronic inflammation, the chronic cellular degradation. This is an extraordinary leap forward because most of it is dealing with oxygen, ozone, and things like that.
Right.
And here we're dealing with the other thing, the hydrogen.
Right.
And I, you know, before we encountered, I encountered you and what this breakthrough is and understanding it, I never heard of hydrogen discussed in this manner.
I know. And really, the reason this is all changing is years ago, I really was, people kept saying, oh, it's oxygen in the water, it's oxygen. And I kept saying, that's not possible. We're not fish. We don't get oxygen through our stomach, right? We don't have gills. Mm-hmm. And any oxygen that would go in your stomach would immediately go into the bloodstream and effectively you'd breathe it right out.
Mm-hmm.
So I kept saying, no, this is hydrogen. This is hydrogen. And you've seen me do the little...
We talked about it on the air where we had the little flame.
Yeah.
And we put it up against, you know, our Echo 7 has a sink dispenser, so it's under this thing,
faucet,
and you put it on the split streams. It splits the streams automatically, and we went for the quote unquote high pH of that,
right.
But it's the one that contains the molecular hydrogen.
Exactly.
And we're putting the flame on the water, which you put it right out. Instead, it's sparking. It's going pop, 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 pop. And I'm visually seeing it as well, which in evidence is that yes, indeed, hydrogen. That's the way it behaves.
That's right.
And it was right before my very eyes, and that was like wow.
Yep. And so. But actually, in the acid water, which people don't drink, would be O2. We're producing O2 gas. So there's gas or bubbles in both. And in the acid water, it's O2. In the water drink you're drinking would be H2.
The alkaline case
H2. We would definitely never want to drink the O2. Mm-hmm. And we can do that on another segment, all of that and what have you. But really, there's another gentleman, Tyler LeBaron, that we should end up
having. We've got to talk to him.
Yeah, we'll get him
on. He's got MolecularHydrogenInstitute.com, correct?
Exactly.
MolecularHydrogenInstitute.com. You guys and gals want to start learning about this. You're loving it. I'm loving it. You're going to understand why this is so significant, why it's changing lives, why the water you want to be drinking is from the Echo 7. Check it out, robertswater.com. Download the free ebook there. We will be updating information in the next edition of Unlock the Power to Heal as well, which is very exciting. And, of course, check it out, robertscottbell.com. Say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors for making this possible. Special shout-out to our good friend, Dr. Daniel Newsom, who really gets what you're doing here and combines with the fulvic acid. It's just a wonderful miracle that's occurring for folks. So we'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, for those of you who want to learn more about what we're talking about with Paul Bergero, you go to Molecular Hydrogen Institute. Those of you who are eggheads, like I sometimes am, I'm like back in school when we get to talk about this stuff, because it was, you know, there's a lot in school I didn't like, right? The nonsense stuff when they rewrote history and you kind of sensed something was off.
Yeah.
But the sciences, when it was really pure science, I really dug it. You know, I just enjoyed it. And there's just that, there's joy
I'm
with
the same way.
Discovering, you know, these facts that are revealed and we're not political in them. They're just,
right. Wow.
This is what it is. Yeah. Real discovery.
Yeah. Well, and it's nice to be talking about something that does have validated science that's like 50 years old. You know, it's not just yesterday. It's not brand new. It's been happening across the world forever, or, you know, 50 years, which feels like forever.
Right. Now, I'm talking practical for a moment. I think all of it is. But if we produce like we do, I have the Echo 7 as well, and we get our hydrogen water out of it, if you let it sit there, it's going to bubble out eventually, right? You're not going to be able to, you can't store it so long.
Right. So, okay, the good question, Robert.
Yeah.
Roberto.
I throw those good questions out occasionally.
I love it. Well, here's the deal. The bubbles you actually see is not what we're interested in. The bubbles that you see are not dissolved. It's great if you want to drink it real quick and kind of get a boost, but effectively, it's the dissolved hydrogen that's in the water that you don't see,
okay,
that will work. And that will stay, for instance, we have 0.8 milligrams per liter of H2 gas dissolved in the water. That's going to last anywhere from 8 to 10 days. depending upon if they're storing it in glass or plastic.
Sure.
And what kind of environment. But because we're starting out with such a high amount of hydrogen, it will last a good while. The ORP and the pH can be up to 2 weeks, but again, it's the hydrogen that you're interested in. The ORP does have a redox potential, mm-hmm. so it is antioxidant, but the hydrogen is really what we're after. So if other machines that will produce 0.1 milligram per liter to 0.2, which is typical, they're going to last 1 to 2 days.
Okay.
In under storage. Ours, you know, is 8 milligrams. Kangen, for instance.
Did you say 8, not 0.8? 8?
Well, ours, 8 days.
Okay.
Because of the 0.8 milligram.
Okay, I just want to be sure everybody's clear
right.
when they're hearing the 8.
Right,
word.
Right.
Okay.
So Kangen, for instance, as the SD501, theirs is 0.2 to 0.45, so theirs will last, you know, anywhere from 3 to 5 days, mm-hmm. you know, which is typical.
Sure.
Ours will be around 8 because you're starting at a higher level. So it just really comes down to science.
Sure.
It comes down to effectively what, how many milligrams per liter you put in the water, and
right.
how long it'll last.
But the concern I have, of course, for what do we have, the other units out there,
yeah.
let's say, is... Well, they're... How would I say this? The scaling.
Yeah, the maintenance.
The maintenance issue. That's the thing.
Yeah, there's a constant maintenance issue where calcium... See, because we're dealing with electrolysis, and electrolysis mm-hmm. functions by electrodes. So inside the machine, there are positive and negatively charged electrodes. The negatively charged electrode is called a cathode. The positive is called an anode. What we're doing is we're swapping the cathode and the anode on mm-hmm. every use of the machine. Why that is beneficial is because calcium wants to bond or has an affinity to the cathode, because calcium is positively charged. The cathode is negatively charged, so they're attracted to one another. What we're doing by swapping the polarity of the electrode, the calcium has nowhere to bond to, and so because of that, we have a maintenance-free machine. The only thing you have to do is replace the water, the filter that's filtering the stuff, the metals and the things out of the water that you don't want.
Right.
But as far as maintaining the electrolysis, there is no maintenance. And the other machines on the market, mm-hmm. you have constant requirement for maintenance.
Oh, exactly. All right. Well, this is why we're here together, bringing the power to heal back to you where it belongs. MolecularHydrogenInstitute.com, a new website with the science that goes into this in great detail. And, of course, the ebook available at robertswater.com also gets into that as well a little bit to get it whets your appetite for a lot more that we'll be talking about in the coming days, weeks, and months together here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more powerful healing surprise guests. Who knows who's coming next on the Robert Scott Bell Show, live from A4M in Las Vegas. Thanks to our friends at Argentin 23, the professional side of Sovereign Silver, for those of you who know it. And there are many doctors that are tapping in and using it in extraordinary ways. We'll tell you, doctors who are listening, about a great event coming up in January in Boca Raton you may want to attend. So stick around. Lots more healing to go. The power to heal is definitely yours, yes.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is newly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
the human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.